The Money Show.
Business Unusual.
Business Unusual brought to you by Shift, the global money app. Download Shift, S-H-Y-F-T, and get the cheapest forex rates around, no matter where you bank. Rich Mulholland is the owner of Missing Link. Now, I don't know about you, but do you know what your company's strategy is? Not what your firm is doing now, or how it's doing it, or how it's going to achieve goals 5 years from now. Do you need to know? Of course you need to know what the strategy is. You can't be operating in your little silo, oblivious to what the goals of your firm are. That just makes you a hamster on a wheel, not a participant in the successful financial future of the firm. Rich Mulholland, the owner of Missing Link. It's a problem, isn't it? Very few people who work within companies actually understand what the broader strategy is, Rich.
Yeah, far too much, Bruce. Far too many people fail to understand the strategy of the business, or if they do, they don't care enough about it. And that's the key problem, is that the strategy has been told to them, but not communicated to them properly. And they don't internalize it, and it feels like somebody else's strategy. And I think that's obviously if they understand it at all.
So many points in that there. Someone else's strategy. It's the guy from the office upstairs who never comes down and really talks to us. But today he's telling us the strategy, or the person, could be anybody, is telling us the strategy. And they're speaking a language we don't understand. It's a business school language. It's a language that is not normal. And they are throwing terms and ideas at us that we're not familiar with because we're in the trenches. We're not in the sort of MBA world of theoretical business science. So is that why it doesn't work? Because simply it's not being communicated clearly enough?
So you're spot on about this idea of the wrong language, but it's even simpler than that to some degree. You see, it might not be the words they're using. It's that they're speaking the language of the government, not in the language of the citizens. And so often we'll be working with CEOs and they'll say to us exactly what you said at the top there. You said, you know, they've got to understand the strategy. And I say to them, why do your people need to understand the strategy? And they say, well, they work here. You know, this is what this business is doing. And I said, well, fair enough. You know, you live in South Africa. Does what the government do affect your share price? And they say, yes. I said, cool. Can you tell me the last three bills passed by the government of South Africa? And they'll say no. And then they've never said yes yet. And I said, well, exactly. And I said, but can you tell me which traffic light is most likely to be out on the way home, or where's the most likely to be a pothole? And they can tell me that. And I said, right. So that's what citizens care about, not the government. The government cares about something different. Your business is no different. And the primary reason is if your business does one extra billion rand or, you know, an extra 100 million rand at the end of the year, that's not their money. So you have to make it, you have to communicate the strategy in the language of the citizens, not the language of the government. You can't say the same thing in the conference room as you would say in the boardroom.
How do you make people care then? How do you get people to get on board with a strategy that they've not helped devise? Because asking 500 people in a company what they think the company's strategy should be, you'll never make any decisions whatsoever. But you've got an executive team, you come up with a strategy, and you decide you want to present this to the team, you want to get their buy-in. How do you do it in a way that makes people feel like, hey, I'm part of something absolutely brilliant here, or I can help achieve something absolutely brilliant here?
Well, again, you're spot on, right? So it has to connect to them. You have to turn your strategy into their strategy. It's by the time you reveal the strategy, it's got to feel like something that in their heads, they would say, that makes sense. That's what I would have done. And that's what you want it to feel like. So the key is not to sell the solution, but to sell the problem. What you have to do when you're positioning a strategy, and you said the term earlier, how do I make people care? You've got to create the itch before you provide the scratch. So the first job of a CEO communicating a strategy to their people is to paint a picture of the problem that they need to solve. So, you know, you're standing and talking to your people, you say, this is where we find ourselves now. This is the reality of the situation around us. This is what we have to do here. As a team, then, we have to create, a way to work around this. And so human beings we're like guessing engines. We try to solve problems. It's like watching a whodunit, reading an Agatha Christie novel. So your audience must be sitting there trying to solve for it. By the time we get to the point and say, so this is what the team and I have come up with, it needs to sound like the logical steps that you would have done. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it does. And it strikes me that so many executive teams try to present a strategy almost in isolation. You haven't seen the boss ever, or you see the boss once a year at the annual strat session. There's no connection. There's no communication. There's no sort of sense as to where we are in the process. There's no regular communication. And I don't know whether a strategy without a regularity of communication can actually work, because you're so busy trying to figure out, who is this person? Why are they speaking like that? Who are they? What do they actually know about the business? I've never seen them on my floor. I've never seen them in my division. Do they even understand what I do? Actually, the way they're speaking, I don't think they've got it. I don't think they understand a damn thing, actually. I'm not going to sign up for that. And people then, you know, clock out.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because that is the key difference. And the other thing is that they can't join the dots. A strategy often feels so disconnected because it's so high level. It feels so disconnected from the audience that they don't understand, you know, what they're supposed to do with that. But it's just too far away. And also the numbers often, when we communicate strategies or goals with numbers, they're just disconnected from reality. I actually recorded a video recently on this, and the one example I gave is, have you heard of Mr. Beast, the YouTuber?
Oh, Mr. Beast is a legend. What an awesome... I mean, I don't like all of his strategies, and I don't like everything that he does, but he is a remarkable global success story in the YouTube world, and he's monetizing YouTube like nobody has ever done before.
Well, and he's also... I mean, he just built a school in Khayelitsha. An orphanage story. He's started a foundation. He's doing amazing work. He's hired the South African YouTuber Dan Mace to run his...
We spoke to him the other foundation. Day. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Incredible. Fantastic. Mm. Yeah, so very exciting. But I was listening to an interview he did recently, and he was basically explaining, you know, he often... one of his strategies is to give away money. And so he said a funny thing happened is he realized that if he did a video where he gave away $10,000, it would get some views, but if he did a video where he gave away $100,000, it would get 10 times the views, because $100,000 is a lot of money. So then he said, well, let me try again. Let me try go 10 times more, or let it go even more. So he gave away $1 million. And a funny thing happened. The view count between $10,000 and $100,000 was huge, but the view count between $100,000 and $1 million was small, because to most people, they're both just big numbers that are far away and unachievable.
Yeah.
So often when businesses speak about these big, big numbers, they're not conceivable to us. And what you realize is you have to make it human scale to people around you. You've got to speak in a way that people can understand. And so this goes to that language of citizens again. But the other thing for me is that most people are disconnected, because I don't know what to do with your strategy. Your strategy is giving me directions, or general directions for the business, instead of just giving the entire business a destination. An example, of course, I like is the, you know, the speech of JFK when he said, we will put a man on the moon in this decade. You know, that's the way he kind of said it.
And we don't we're not doing it because it's easy. We're doing it because it's hard. And very few people can get away with that type of inspirational speech. So Ramaphosa has tried it once or twice with bullet trains and smart cities and sorts of things. And we kind of go, nah, don't believe you, because we don't think it's achievable. You've got to be credible. You've got to be connected. You've got to tell people why it matters to them that the strategy succeeds and what their role is going to be in delivering not necessarily a destination, but a journey that gets to possibly that destination, and it takes you in a direction of progress, growth, and opportunity in which they could benefit personally as well. And if you can inspire that kind of buy-in, then you're on your way, aren't you?
Well, yes, but Bruce, it's also about making me feel like my agency will matter. So if you just give me the directions, if you just say we've got to do this and we've got to do that, then we've got to do this, then I just feel like a robot. Then I'm just a number going through the motions. But if you turn around and you say to me, this is where this business or this nation or where we as a nation need to be in the next year, and this is why, and I buy into that, then every citizen of this country needs to know that every day when we do this, we're getting ourselves one step closer to X. It doesn't matter whether you run the money show or whether you're a professional speaker, or whether you're the CEO of a firm, or whether you're somebody who's, you know, in a taxi on the way to work. You all know that every day I'm going to do this, and this is going to help this business or this company or this country get closer to X. You see, when we give a strategy, we're telling people what to do. But when we're giving a destination, a strategic destination, this is where we need to be. We're just telling people that. Everybody then has agency to get there. And actually, if something happens along the way that changes, you know, that gets in the way of what we originally thought we'd be doing, we all have the agency to say, well, yes, there's this obstacle, but we know where we need to go. So we know what to do to get ourselves closer. And I think this is the most critical mistake that people or leaders do when they communicate a strategy, is they don't allow for the agency of the people in the room. And so they're not calling them to action.
Yeah, and one of the best ways of illustrating, it's another JFK story, and it's linked to the moon story, and it's an old legend. Goodness knows whether it ever happened or not, but it's such a good story, it's worth sharing. JFK, President Kennedy, was in at NASA in 1962, so it was very soon after he made his, we're sending a man to the moon before the end of this decade, and he saw a janitor who was carrying a broom, and he walked over and he said, "Hi, I'm Jack Kennedy, what are you doing?" And the janitor responded, "I'm helping put a man on the moon, Mr. President." The guy bought into the strategy.
That is exactly what I'm saying. And you know what? He believed it. He realized when he came to work every day, when he was sweeping the halls of NASA, he was helping, playing his part to put a man in the moon. What an amazing purpose, right? How fulfilling. And when he sat there at home on that summer's day in 1969, and they watched that, you know, Neil Armstrong and the other two, you know, land
who
on the
were
moon.
They? Michael Collins, yeah. Who didn't ever go to the moon.
Yeah,
Buzz Aldrin,
sorry,
who did.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. When he saw the other two, saw them walk on the moon, he would have turned around to his family and say, "I was part of that success."
Yeah.
That's what happens when you sell a strategy in that way. You sell the goal. You sell the strategic destination. Then it's everybody's job to get you there. But when you do the strategy, you were just one of the people who, like, this is JFK's speech didn't just say, this is, you know, what we have to do and here are the 5-step plan. He just sold the idea. This is where we have to be and here is why. And if you're speaking to your staff, if you're speaking to your top exco, then you do well to speak in the language of the government and speak to the strategy and deliver that there. But if you've not changed that speech when you're delivering in the conference room, then you're not going to get that feeling inside your people that they're helping to put a man in the moon in that great story you just told. That's exactly what we have to do.
Rich Mulholland, the owner of Missing Link, on how to communicate strategy better. Get the cheapest dollars, euros or pounds from Shift, because with the cheapest forex rate, you can buy more of what you want while traveling, or you could buy shares in global companies or even invest in a foreign currency, all through the Shift app. So get the cheapest forex rate around, no matter where you bank, by downloading the Shift app today. Shift operates under the FSP number of Standard Bank. T's and C's apply.